Well, Attorney General Jeff Sessions is in California today talking about the new Justice Department lawsuit against the state over its immigration policies. Sessions spoke today to the California Peace Officers Association.
So California absolutely appears to me is using every power it has, powers it doesn't have, to frustrate federal law enforcement. So you can be sure I'm going to use every power I have to stop them.
Joining us now is Ben Bradford, state government reporter for Capital Public Radio. Ben, first of all, tell us more about what Sessions had to say.
Sessions essentially framed this as to the law enforcement officers of California that he was speaking to as a case of the California state lawmakers passing laws that were going to make it more difficult for them to do their jobs and keep them less safe and keep citizens less safe. And essentially what he's talking about are three laws that the U.S. Department of Justice is now suing over that California passed last year that restrict access that immigration agents can get from businesses. Businesses are no longer allowed to allow immigration agents past public areas without a warrant, and restricting communications between law enforcement and immigration agents.
And what was the reaction in the room from the law enforcement officers who were in there?
Well, I think it was mixed. I mean, you saw some people standing and applauding, some people politely applauding, some people kind of holding off. There was a former Sacramento County sheriff that was emceeing the event that kind of talked about seeing the diversity of opinion afterward and how that was an important thing. And I think we saw that even when the laws were being passed, you know, the state worked very hard to make sure that its kind of so-called sanctuary state measure didn't have opposition from most law enforcement groups, although they didn't support it either.
Now, the California governor, Jerry Brown, and the attorney general of the state, Javier Becerra, are both actually named in the suit from the Justice Department. They're both Democrats. And Brown has had a lot to say, and he spoke today about the suit and about Sessions' trip to the state.
This is a political stunt. It's more like Fox News and what's going on in Washington. And it's not about the truth. It's not about protecting our state. It's about dividing America.
Tell us more about the pushback from Brown and others.
The line you're hearing is stunt. They're saying that it makes communities safer to have these immigration policies that so that people in those communities know that law enforcement and their local police are not trying to deport people, and it might make people more willing to talk to law enforcement to let them into those communities and give them better insight into those communities. So I think that's really the argument that you hear on the state side. And they also point out that, you know, these laws, for instance, the sanctuary state measure, have a bunch of exemptions in them for violent criminals and for violent felons. And they still allow immigration agents into prisons and those kinds of things.
Is it possible that this lawsuit might have consequences for other states?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, there's already lawsuits between a lot of cities and the state of California, among others, challenging other attempts by the Department of Justice to crack down on them, particularly withholding grant funding. And so this is another lawsuit to add to the mix. And it all revolves around this question of how much can states restrict their local law enforcement and agencies from enforcing immigration and federal code, and how much is that preempted by the federal government?
That's Ben Bradford, state government reporter with Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.